Now, first of all, I feel like I should probably issue a small apology to the subject of this prank. Just because...
No.
It's just... a little mean, but so the basis of this is we have.
It's a little mean.
It's a little mean.
We even discussed that at the very beginning of it.
I mean, this
that
is,
it was
you know,
a, it was a tad.
It's on the line.
Tad mean spirited.
A little mean spirited. Okay. But what prank isn't?
It's fine.
not from the tip sheet. So we have new interns here here on the invasion, and they've been here with us for about a month now, maybe a little more.
That's about right.
One, Grant, who's here on, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the other, Kaiten, who is here Monday, Wednesday, and, Friday.
She's here right now.
Turn, Kaiten's mic on and
help her out.
Kaiten, say hello.
Hey, guys.
There she is.
And that's all she's gonna say the whole time. That's it.
That's Baldy's line, come on.
So, on Monday, at the end of the show, and Kaiten's fitting in really well. She's chatting with the boys, having a good time back here in the control room. And she lets me know, and I'm nothing if not an opportunist. She lets me know that the Morning Muser producer, Jacob Dedemore, Deddy, was chatting with her that morning and had, maybe violated our DEI training slightly.
No, not violated.
Ever so slightly. And had, I don't really know exactly what he said to her, but he referred to her as a hun. Like a shortening of
like
honey.
Honey. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, hun.
He sure did.
And immediately the little rat in my brain starts turning the wheel.
Mean, it was fast it with was. Travis, man.
It happened quick.
Oh, we can
it
get
really
this.
Did.
It happened quick. And so on Tuesday, when we get back in here, this is a Grant intern day, decided to put some things into motion. And of course, since we're here at the ticket, we come from a long line of prankers. We know you must record everything that happens, prank wise. So let's take a listen and see how Deddy reacted to me confronting him about using an inappropriate term with our intern.
I think it's that he's eligible for that now, and they're going to offer that to him, not that it's pending.
Expected to.
This is just a little background. You can, we're just talking sports back here in the control room, man. Just having a good time.
That's all
offer
you do.
What's he going to do? Be like, nah, the Supermax, I don't have to have the $316 million. It's fine.
Hey, Daddy.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Of course.
Did you say something to the intern yesterday?
No.
She was really upset at the end of the day about something you said.
She asked me, I don't remember what the context was. It was just, she asked me, I said something. She's like, I'm the intern or something like that. And she's like, but I'm the best one, right? And I went, I don't know.
Because, and like again, this isn't really coming from me, but she said you called her hun.
If I did, I did it just as like as a throwaway word.
She was really mad.
Okay.
Pause this. He's freaking out. He's like,
I mean, if I did, it was a throwaway word.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Travis is leaning into this so hard.
What do you mean?
This is so awesome.
Talking under my breath. I waited for Tyler to leave the room so that it'd be private.
And I know, Tipsheet, you're 100% in on this and loving every second. You had no idea what was going on?
I wasn't in here when it started.
Okay.
And you can kind of hear the door open. And I'm hearing this go down. I'm thinking, immediately I know something's up. I know he's up to something. And so you might hear me walk back out because I went to you to see if you knew anything.
Oh, okay, right.
And then
right.
I walk back in and try to join in.
Yeah, so you hear me walk in and I walk over because he's gone, Tipsheet, who runs the board for us. And the monitor's pretty loud when I first walk in there, but I'm like, this isn't going to work for audio. So I actually, right before I say, hey, Daddy, I'm over here turning the monitor down.
Okay, continue.
If I did, I did it just as like as a throwaway word.
She was really mad.
Okay.
Like, almost in tears when she left. Like, she felt like she was disrespected and, like, it was really misogynistic and she felt super uncomfortable. Like,
wow. Okay. She's not in today, is she?
She's not in today.
Okay. When I see her, I will apologize. There was nothing meant by it. I think I may have said just something throwaway.
Yeah.
Like, I am completely... Because she said something jokingly about, I'm the best intern. Right? And I just went, I am completely unqualified to answer that question. Because, like, I don't know, I haven't worked with you guys. I may have thrown in a hun on the end of it.
Yeah.
And I'm just not even thinking.
She was mad.
Okay.
And she is an employee. Like, she's paid and everything. So, like, I'll talk to her. But she was, like, talking about HR and, like, I just...
Okay, I will absolutely apologize because there was nothing meant by it.
Okay. I'll try and
at all.
I'll talk to her again today and see if I can kind of talk her off the ledge, but she was really mad when she left yesterday. Like, really mad. Kids today, man.
I seriously was just like, maybe that's just the Southern in me. Because I literally was like, not even.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted me to say she was the best intern, and I was like, I don't know.
I got you.
Oh my God!
Dude, and so listening to this, I'm nervous.
I know. I know it's a.
And I know it's a prank, but I'm like, oh my God! Because you can tell he's like, oh my God, HR. He's like,
now let's say this. Oh my God! Not a skosh of Caden is offended by this whatsoever.
Not at all.
Like,
not at all.
None. And just wanted to put that out there, man. That is something to have to drive home and stew on all day long.
Yeah, you think I followed up with him the rest of the day? Or did I just let him sit there?
You let him sit there.
100% I let him sit there.
Because you're a meanie.
Man, yeah. I didn't know how deep it went. This is insane.
Dude, to pull the curtain back, there's another 2.5 minutes on there that I just thought, we're just rehashing things at this point. Yeah. But
of course you are.
I was making him scream.
Because you're trying to, what did I say? What happened? I don't, oh my gosh. Okay.
So as you heard there, he committed to an apology because he knew he'd messed up. Look, man, we take these trainings. We know what we're allowed and not allowed to say. We let him put the headset back on.
Did Castellanos hit a home run?
Dude, right in the middle. We had to pause. Daddy, if you could just give us a second. Castellanos is up to plate. I think it's just better.
Yeah, to go put a bet on it real quick.
So on Wednesday, when Caden was back in, because again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday for Caden. Tuesday, Thursday for Grant, we got Daddy to issue his apology to Caden.
I owe you an apology, and I wanted to say that I'm very sorry for it. It was an unintentional offense, but I did commit it, and I wanted to say that I'm sorry. I threw a little Southern platitude on the end of a sentence that I didn't even think about, and I should have. You know, not everybody takes things the same way, and so that's on me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I meant absolutely nothing by it. It was just literally just a throwaway.
Thank you.
So we're all good?
You're welcome. Yeah.
Everything's fine?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yes.
You're positive?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Make sure everybody's in.
You're not going to go to HR, clear. Are you?
Everybody's friends? We're all cool?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. Let's move on. And let's have a good day, shall we?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God, Daddy.
Just throwing lighter fluid on everything, too. We good?
Oh, you sure?
Everybody fine?
I want to make sure she didn't have anything else.
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh.
And so I did not get the reveal to Daddy on recording because I wasn't planning on when there were some discussions and some thoughts and maybe do we bring our boss into this and maybe sit down.
Yeah, but Caden was like, I'm going to tell him. Like, I'm so uncomfortable.
I felt bad. I'm sorry.
And I knew that I had let it like sit for 24 hours and that was maybe too long. And Daddy's a good dude. We like Daddy.
He's a great dude.
And I didn't want to watch him squirm any longer. So we walked into our normal meeting room and I just said, I looked out the window because me and him both were standing in there. Caden had come into the control room, and I'm looking out the control room. I'm like, hey, man, that was all a prank. You're off the hook. Nobody's upset with you. This is all cool. Thank you for playing along. And he shook my hand.
He's like, you got me.
Yeah. The
Daddy. Probably would have slapped the snot out of you.
I would have been so mad at you.
Now I'm curious if he's going to try to come up with something to get back at you.
He should.
I'll be curious to see what it is.
He totally should.
The prank wars have begun.
Jerk move.
Man. Dude, that first audio of listening to him, of you, oh my gosh, that was uncomfortable.
And I guess that afternoon, I told Caden that I had recorded me telling him, so she had to... She's like, you got to send it to me for me to listen to. I think she had a similar reaction to you, Matt, just nervous for this poor man.
That's pretty cringy audio right there.
It is. God, and you
God, I'm a bad guy, dude. Out.
I would have let it go in for the whole summer.
Oh, and yeah, the whole, by the way, the control room and ticker room were really off board that I let him down and let him off the hook.
Tip said something about October.
Yeah. He's paying off and we have new interns.
The next time the Mavs win a game is when we'll tell him.
Golly. We pay some actor to come in like they're from HR to talk to him and stuff. That'd have been hilarious. Just we could have gone like super deep.
No. That's...
I felt like that was the line of having an actual like voice of authority talk to him in any way.
To call him into his office, but hey, man.
Look, we just can't talk to, first of all, female interns in general. We just can't use those words like that. You just can't do it. And then he gets a new like training module he has to go through, and it's long.
He has to take like a 3-hour training class off of a prank.
Just a bunch of vocab that you can't use.
Today when he left, he said, bye, intern.
That's a smart move.
There you go. He's learning. That's one thing he's doing. He's learning.
Well done, Travis. That was good.
And thank you. Done, Caden.
And well done, Daddy.
Thank you.
Yes, Daddy.